Guess I'll put the radio on.
Hey, come in.
I want you to converse with me.
I also know sign language.
I have a complimentary sandwich. It's peanut butter.
I like to call out street names.
I still keep the antennae under my wing.
Ear brace. I do pips.
You can read with your nose too.
Listen to Radio Seaside.
Turn the bloody radio down. I'm trying to watch telly.
Come with us now to Seaside and the continuing adventures of Trevor, the runaway shop assistant. Captured by store security, Trevor has been admitted to a special program called re-education.
Welcome, Trevor, to the garden of the home for the socially broken.
Gee, it's small.
It's big enough for four people to relax here in 10-minute shifts.
Again, the length of a coffee break.
Is it? What another coincidence. Now, Trevor, meet Ian.
Hello.
Nathan.
Hello.
And Bill.
Hello.
Hello, boys.
Hello. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Hello.
The hellos are finished now, Bill. But you see what we did there, Trevor? What's broken can be fixed. I'll leave you to get acquainted. See you in 7 minutes, boys.
Have a nice day.
Well done, boys. See you soon, Trevor.
Hello. How are you?
Don't.
But
sit down and listen. There's not much time. Here, have a sherbet.
Oh, thank you.
We are the Conversation Liberation Front. You've no doubt heard of us.
No, actually, I haven't.
Well, anyway, it's our goal to make the world less chatty. It's a very select membership.
I want to join.
Right, you're in. The meeting shall resume. Brother Nathaniel has the floor. Brother?
Well, I think we should have the words how, are, and you removed from the English language.
Yeah. Brothers, we must be realistic. Even if we succeed, there will be other words, other phrases, like how's it going and what's up. Ban all words and they'll use sign language, smoke signals. Rap.
Shame. Shame.
We don't want to drive language underground.
I do.
Okay, he does. But we'll just create a black market for small talk.
What shall we do, Brother Nathaniel? Tell us.
Brothers, you catch more flies with honey.
Yes, yes, we must use flies and honey to defeat pleasantries.
No, brother, you must let me finish, for I have the talking stick. We must show the world, or at least the shopping district, that there is more to life than chitter-chatter. How do we do this, Brother Ian? I will write...
Yes.
A...
Yes.
Very good...
Yes.
Play...
Are you sure you don't want to go with flies and honey?
What will be the very good play written by Brother Ian to strike out against the curse of small talk? Find out when Trevor returns in part four of Seaside's Ballad of a Runaway Shop Assistant. This week, the final episode of Sue and the Sea Cow goes to air before being recycled as public service announcements.
That school bully will get me!
What started as a girl having her bag thrown in the ocean will end with three hairless men, two missing girls, presumed eaten, and one warm Turkish delight cake filled with cough syrup.
Anyone want a piece?
As the series winds up, having reached its target audience of one, our lead characters will go off to pursue challenging careers and discarded children's toys. In the last episode, the general manager attracted hordes of admirers.
Sure thing, general manager. Come on.
And before the curtain comes down on the final episode, he receives a startling revelation.
Your son is bald now.
Sue and the Sea Cow, the finale. But Sue and Gwen will soon return in an all-new seaside comedy mystery folk adventure drama, Underwater Pensioner.
Very happy about it. Come on, Walter. Let's get out of here.
Coming. Gerald, isn't it wonderful, drifting the calm open seas?
Yes, Chartreuse, my love. Thanks to the fortunate real estate trades of my great-great-uncle, we can still do whatever we want, when we want. And look, this week we're on a yacht.
Yes, my love, a yacht. And it's so clean.
And yachty. Look, I'm a sailor person.
Hey, look under the boat. Some killer whale.
Wow. Oh, well, look out for that one.
Oi. Are you right there, mate?
Gosh, it's talking, Gerald.
What a spit do you think you're doing?
What are we doing? What are you doing? You're the one who talks.
I was trying to have a nice birthday party for my daughter. You've come and run right over it.
Birthday party? What do you mean? That's impossible.
I can't believe it's talking. Can you sing as well?
Wow, good question. Can you?
Daddy, Daddy, all my presents are ruined.
Oh, no. Not the presents as well.
Yes.
Oh, it's a play.
Why would you be having a birthday party in the middle of the ocean?
Middle of the ocean. Did you hear this, Harry?
Yeah, yeah. Middle of the ocean.
You bloody sea monkeys. You're nowhere near the middle.
Can I bust a rudder now, Dad?
Hang off, doll. We just need to see if they're going to...
Excuse me, but is this a prank?
What?
Yes, yes. Well done.
Yes, yes. Like an elaborate hoax.
Are you pranksters? Dressed in suits.
Suits?
Yes, killer whale suits. They are very realistic. Where's your boat?
Killer whales? What is this, the Atlantic? We prefer the name orcas. And no, we aren't in suits. Trevor, do the thing.
What thing?
The disgusting thing you did at Bernie's.
Oh, that.
Oh, no.
Oh, heavens, help.
Oh,
what is...
Is that its eye?
Yes. Yes, it is. And no one in a suit can do that. Swallow it up, Trevor.
No worries, mate.
Now, you see what happens when you take your fancy floating box and run it over a little girl's birthday party? It gets scary and weird for you.
Oh, Gerald, that was disgusting. Why don't we just make a run for it?
You won't go far, love. Not in this thing. Not without a keel.
That's right. And now the only way for you to stop us smashing your boat up is if you pay us one whale.
A whale? What are you going to do with a whale?
What do you think we're going to do with a whale?
Oh, eat it.
Yes, eat it. I'm starving. A bag's a ton.
I'm sorry, honey, but your sister already bagged it.
Aw, that's not fair.
We don't have a whale.
What about a seal?
Make it two seals.
Yes, two fur seals. We don't have any seals.
What about them? They look like a seal.
Wait, you have eaten a human?
Not yet.
Oh, my. I thought only sharks did that.
Sharks?
Oh, I hate sharks.
I eat sharks?
Yes, stupid shark.
Are you comparing me to a flippin' fish?
Dad, what's taking so long?
Well, they're not coughing up the whale.
Ew, I thought that was Trevor's trip.
Oh, I see, Andrew.
Go away, Trevor.
I mean, they haven't given us any whales yet.
Or seals.
I told you this was a stupid idea. We should have just eaten at the reef. We're going to Mum's.
Sandra, you're not going to Gibraltar on your own.
Can I bust the rudder now, Dad?
Yes, honey. Bust it.
No, no, wait. We have tuna.
What sort?
Canned. But they're big cans.
Get it.
Oh, good girl.
Daddy, can we do another boat?
No, no, maybe later. I've got to get you back to your mum's.
Our boat is ruined.
Yes, and if you don't want that to happen to your next boat, you'll make sure you've got a whale on board.
Or a seal.
See it. Wouldn't want to be it.
Can't believe it.
Neither can I. Do we find out if they can sing?
The lights are low. You've cooked her favourite meal. Opened her favourite bottle of wine. Tonight has to be perfect. Nothing can be left to chance. Because tonight, you're going to ask her to be your wife. You've lit a fire. You've put the cat out. The phone is off the hook. All that's missing is the perfect tune. And what better time for the Romantic Bagpipes album.
Would you be my wife?
What? No, you're an idiot.
No matter what the occasion, when it has to be right, nothing says it like bagpipes.
Please.
No.
Oh, please.
No.
Oh, please.
No, please. No.
Good morning. You must be Mr. Allen. Yes, that's right. Good. Come in. Sit down, please. Thank you. Now, you're applying for the position of chief engineer at our water utilities plant, correct? Yes, that's right. But as far as I can gather from your resume, you have no formal qualifications. Yes, that's right. No trade skills, no engineering degree, no diploma, not even a certificate. That's true, yes. No work experience, no references. Mr. Allen, do you even have an interest in water management? Not especially, no. Out of interest, do you actually know what we do here? Manage water? Yes, more or less. Yes, I'll give you a point for that one. And do you know what an engineer does, Mr. Allen? No, not really. Do you know any engineers? No, I don't believe so. Oh, wait. No, sorry, I don't. Right. Have you read any books about engineers or engineering, perhaps? No. Perhaps you've seen a film with an engineer in it? No, not that I'm aware of. Have you maybe read a pamphlet with the word engineer in it? Just the job application. Of course. But up until that point, you hadn't actually seen the word engineer written down. No, but it is a lovely word. You like it? Yep. Well, there's another point for you, Mr. Allen. You've now seen the word written down, and you like it. How am I doing so far?
Not bad. You have 2 points in your favour. You know we manage water at a water management plant, and you like the sound of the word engineer. Do I get the job? Well, let's recap. You've applied for the job of chief engineer in a service-critical water treatment plant, and yet you have no qualifications, no experience, no real idea what an engineer actually does.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, don't be. I'm enjoying this. It's refreshing. However, I do have to tell you, Mr. Allen, we've had a great many applications, and the standard is very high. We had one fellow who was the head engineer at the main treatment plant for Sydney Metro, another who was 7 years with Snowy Hydro. And then there's you, Mr. Allen, who has only just recently heard the word engineer spoken aloud. I'm assuming that's correct?
Yes, that's right, just now.
And I'm assuming you've never used the word in a sentence?
No, not yet, sir.
Would you like to do it now?
What, right now?
Why not?
All right.
What a lovely day, said the engineer.
Yes, go on.
Oh, yes, said the other engineer. Would you like another piece of cake?
Oh, yes, said the first engineer.
So the two engineers had more cake.
The end.
Very good. A lovely use of the word engineer.
Thank you.
Do I get the job? Mr. Allen, I have to be brutally honest with you. The only reason I gave you an interview today is because I'm extremely curious to find out why you applied for the role of chief engineer, given your status as an unqualified, disinterested non-engineer. Why did you apply for the job?
Well, it's close.
Ah, of course. Makes sense.
And I like the sound of it.
Naturally, as do I. And tell me, Mr. Allen, what is it you'd think you'd bring to the organisation?
Well, I guess I'd bring my lunch, unless you provide lunch.
No, we don't. Is there anything else you'd bring?
A book?
Good idea. You'd have a bit of time on your hands, wouldn't you? I mean, not being able to do any of the actual engineering.
Yeah, I'll say.
But what I really mean, Mr. Allen, is what in the way of skills would you bring to the company? What can you offer us? What can you do?
Well, I can sing.
Can you?
Yep, you can sing.
Yep, I can sing.
Well, let's hear it.
What, now?
Yes.
Why not?
Okay.
Me.
I want to.
Well, this thing, goblin.
Yes.
Largest.
Can't handle it.
I say, that's very good.
I can dance, too.
Can you really?
You can sing and dance.
Yep.
Mrs. Jones, cancel my 11 o'clock, please.
Well, you're hired.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
You can start immediately.
Oh, Mum's going to be so happy.
Chief Engineer Allen, there's a breach in the main line. What should we do?
Oh, something from Billy Joel's greatest hits, I think.
It's a serious breach, sir. You wouldn't prefer something more up-tempo?
Who's the Chief Engineer here?
You are, sir.
Right then. On three.
A one and a two and...
What's the matter with the car? I'm down here to tell them it's out of style. Gonna get a set of white wall tires. I ain't gonna lose it here in the mile.
Sir, it's not working. The breach is getting worse.
Allegro boys with feeling.
And dance, sir?
Yes, and dance, of course.
Don't waste your money on any self-seekers. To get more miles on cheap pair of sneakers. The next phase, new wave, dance craze. Anyway, still rock and roll to me.
It's working, sir. The flow is stopping.
Well done, everybody. I really felt it that time. Come on now, bring it in. Group hug.
The Seaside Water Utilities Plant Engineering Division went on to become the singingest, dancingest engineering division in the whole country, with a string of award-winning maintenance reports and repair schedules, as well as solid brass hits such as While My Supply Valve Gently Seeps. They inspired people from all walks of life to enter the previously engineer-dominated field of engineering. Comedians, TV chefs, authors, poets, mime artists all challenged the status quo and shattered the belief that to be an engineer, you had to be an engineer. We take you now to Seaside for the final episode of Sue and the Sea Cow, where the general manager has returned to the docks with his prize sea cow, but has stunned the crowd by saying this.
The dreaded sea cow squid monster has Sue and a little friend on board. They've been eaten.
And Walter is about to say,
not those two little girls, but we only stole their squid tentacles this morning.
What sort of sick joke is this? I just got off the phone with her.
You did? Where did she call from?
She called from that boat, the nuclear weapon.
Sir, it's coming too fast. It's going to smash into the hire yard.
No, not my hire yard.
And your cloning facility.
No,
Not my cloning facility!
It might hit the Stellar Sea Cow. Quick, untie it.
Hey, Walter, get my dart gun. These hippies are trying to let the Stellar Sea Cow go.
It's free. We saved it.
No!
Who are these people?
They're protesters, Mr. Fisheries Minister, sir. I can beat them away if you like.
We are the Sea Cow Protection Society. We are here to celebrate the General Manager as he's no longer going to put sea cows in his sea cow burgers.
I never had the sea cows, you stupid hippie. Our sea cow burgers have been made from tofu and squid juice since 1958.
Well, if that's the case, we can market this worldwide. Whole countries have boycotted Seaside just because of your burgers.
Hooray for the General Manager.
What's going on, Walter? You're a hero, sir. Just like I imagined.
And look, Minister, the General Manager has brought back a Stellar Sea Cow from extinction.
What? I thought there was just a normal sea cow. This whole area must be put under immediate World Heritage Protection. The tourists will flood back.
Steak blisters.
Oh, I can't wait to tell the Prime Minister. Well, I guess you won't need this anymore.
My contract! Oh, no, this can't be happening.
Are you okay, General Manager?
I'm feeling ill.
I'll get you a bubble drink. It'll settle your tummy. Would you like a piece of the cake?
Get off me. Where's Hades? He did this. This is all his fault. Where is he?
He's trapped in his hole with the squid monster.
Sue.
Sue and Gwen, you made it.
He fell in when he tried to take a selfie with it. We thought he'd be eaten, but it turns out this sea monster just swallows a person and then sucks out all their hair.
Your son is bald now.
Do you mean that the rumours are true? Is there a half-squid, half-sea cow monster in that ship?
Yes.
Oh, but this'll scare the tourists away.
Oh, no.
I had a brilliant idea, sir. Why not house the sea monster here? What for? Look at the cloning facility. It's ruined.
But you can fulfil your other childhood dream, sir. Remember?
You mean the underwater freak zoo for the awkwardly rich?
Yes, and the sea cow monster could be your main attraction.
With all of Uncle Pete's failed experiments, we can make the greatest freak show on Earth. Fish Minister, I've got a brilliant idea. I can house the sea monster and keep it secret in one of my pens, so the tourists don't get scared away.
Well, now there's got to be a lot of red tape involved in keeping a sea monster in a heritage-listed area, not to mention trying to drown two little girls. But if we can market your burgers worldwide, I'm sure we can cut through a lot of it. Do we have a deal?
Yes, we have a deal. I'm very happy about it. Come on, Walter, let's get out of here.
Coming!
Oh, girls, you saved the Stellar Sea Cow.
Thanks for your special bag, Aunt Jasmine.
Here, take the transmitter, Bruce.
Uncle Ron, over here.
What?
Oh, hello, Sue. Oh, and look, it's Gwen. Hello, Gwen.
If he's your uncle, then we must be cousins.
No, sisters.
Sisters?
That's right.
We hope you enjoyed the final episode of Sue and the Sea Cow. But tune in again next week for more Tales from Seaside.
Seaside Radio is produced by Alex Oliver and Chris Holland.
And Liz, you have literally forgotten how to speak.
Oh, Matt, your friend that I can't see.
Ahem, Kuf, excuse me.
You sound like a vending machine.
Thank you.
Romeo, oh Romeo, what is your immediate location?
Yep, my bleeping mouth hurts. Ow.
The loss of a loved one can be a traumatic experience.
Bleep you. I hate you.
Is your mother an alcoholic? Is your dad in the model train club? Hey, what are you doing? I was listening to this.